today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Rob, I'm sorry to bother you at 8:20 in the morning. Can you please turn on ESPN and let me know how how Foxworth's audio sounds and what his picture looks like? And Rob kindly writes this back. And this made me think a lot about Rob and how many times he's lied to us about watching things on ESPN.
Right.
So, listen to this. Mr. Rob Spiewak, your people's champion, he writes to me, sure, hang on. Right back, he writes, I'm sorry to say I don't have ESPN. I'm sorry. I guess I have the old Queen DirecTV package.
I was unaware I did not have ESPN.
Please take care and know that there are many Americans who love and respect you and the work you do. Sent that yesterday at 3:30. Here we go. I'm going to click on it right now live on the show.
Hey, Tiffany?
It was said. He didn't look at it. All right, there we go.
He's busy. Hey, he's sick.
Man's sick. Got the Rona.
I know. He's got the Rona.
Covey.
Yeah, we want him to write you back.
I know.
Stop don't being so needy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Coronavirus Wednesday. For those of you sheltering in place at home, a little personal hygiene information that Rob sent me last night. I hope this can prove helpful right at the beginning of the show.
Hello, Kickstarter. We are glad to present to you Culo Clean. Culo Clean is a portable bidet bottle cap that you can easily use with any plastic bottle. Fill any plastic bottle with water, then gently insert Culo Clean and voila! It is ready to use. You can regulate the intensity of the flow by adjusting the exerted pressure with your hand.
A question.
Yes.
For a cultural question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In Europe and other cultures, and I'm not sure whether I can place the accent or not. And,
I think that might be a computer-generated voice. They sometimes do that on those commercial viral videos. So I think it might be sort of an international... non-specific.
Also, Culo Clean, lately translated as ass clean.
Yes.
Thank you, Oscar, for that. Welcome. My question
perhaps
would
that
be,
name was taken.
And are you, Oscar, before we begin, we should have done this before the show. Are you comfortable with Rob's camera angle way it what can you articulate for me what's going on with this? I'm not sure what it is. What he
Rob
did. It looks like he's leaning in. To us a little bit.
I don't know if Rob gets to see what he sees.
I have a tiny little guy here, little one in this corner, so it's hard for me to make out.
Yeah. Right now, we've got a lot of head and headroom.
So you want to come down.
I'm going to give you stuff that I learned going forward that I didn't always know. You have a tiny little guy, click on it.
Okay.
And expand it.
You can make yourself
and now you
bigger.
Won't have a tiny little guy anymore.
You can see you. Just
you can move it, and you can click it, and then you can pull it. You can pull it from the corners.
Right, I can move it. It's not getting larger though.
If you go to the corner and hold on your mouse, you can expand that picture.
Look at that!
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that for a long time. So
that's fantastic.
You're doing this for the first time.
Yeah, I could do this.
Now you look like you've sat back a little bit, but you're
like hung out. Like right now, I can cover you completely on the live stream.
Okay.
It's just Mike and I, and you're behind me as you should be.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Well, that's a great view of that beautiful Culo.
Thank you.
Sorry for that, but that's why we have a great looking and a great sounding podcast, because we think about this stuff even if we're on the air, okay?
Right.
We don't deal with
picture,
it.
Picture.
Everything all right?
How are we looking?
I think we look good.
Yeah?
So getting back to the whole cultural
thing. It's the same thing. You haven't changed a single thing on your picture.
Well,
you have too much headroom.
Well, then I can lower it. Hold on.
The whole point of you looking at yourself was to fix it.
Is that better?
All right, that's better. Yes, that's
okay,
better.
Good.
That's much more relaxed.
Thank you.
If it looks like a more relaxed shot
you're just
sitting comfortably and doing it.
Well, this is the first day that I have the camera in this new location, so it's
good.
Requiring
it's
some
good. The location's great. So getting back to the whole thing about the bidet video that Rob sent me last night, the portable bidet with water. Are there cultures where
In the American culture, I think we've seen a great example of how we clean our butts. And we are a toilet paper, paper culture.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that in other societies that perhaps water was a more used item for personal hygiene?
I feel like that's true now, Mike, still.
Hence the bidet, right?
Bidet. That's, well, I got in the Philippines, it's strictly water at times.
Really?
It's okay. See, that's what I was asking about. It was strictly now.
Are you familiar with a shopping website, Mike? It's called Wayfair.
Big time. Yeah.
You buy one thing
to get them as a client, as a matter of fact.
They will email you forever. And so I got an email a few days ago, and in the subject line, it just said in all capital letters, "Just for you, bidets." So I don't know if they're targeting me or America as a rule, but I think we are now more into, especially with the toilet paper hoarding, more into ass hygiene than ever. So they sent me a multi-page, I printed it out, all of these apparatus that they sell for a bidet type action.
Rob, if I can double down on your ass cleaning, is that just yesterday on WTOP, they had a doctor saying that the coronavirus is passed through the stool.
Wow.
The stool, Mike.
How did Neil Augenstein relate to that?
I've never heard stool so many times on WTOP. Is Neil still there?
He's still working at WTOP, isn't he?
Of course he is.
Went to American University with him. Big, right. tall yes. guy. Punk rocker.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. He will occasionally do a story. He'll sneak in like a 9:30 club story or a death metal story onto WTOP because what he loves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wenzel knows Neil Augenstein. Alan Wenzel knows him really well. Ask Alan about Neil.
I will.
I think Alan probably knew Neil better than I knew Neil at American University. So and we're talking, for those of you around the country, about a reporter that is on the local news station in Washington, D.C., who's been there for 1,000 years. And like all those guys that worked at the news station, they kept their jobs.
Of course. Yeah.
They weren't victims of people that had different ideas. But anyway, getting back to it. I'll never be not bitter about it, ever.
I understand.
Mike, we get to live our dream right here.
You know what? It's been the happiest decade of my career. So why am I bitching?
Someone did you wrong, and that's not okay.
Yeah. And his name was Chad Dukes.
That's right.
I'm doing that for somebody. There'll be somebody that'll take that clip right now and play it for Chad, and Chad will get all worked up. No, I love him. Chad's a good guy. Been good to me. But anyway, getting back to the bidets.
Right.
The bidets are, is there a culture where the water is better for the dookie than the paper? Because right now, with all these toilet paper issues, mm-hmm. and by the way, they're not, I think, as significant. Perhaps, well, at least not in my neighborhood. We've been successfully able to get it delivered, which is fine. That's not the brand we wanted. Whoop-de-whoop-de-doo, right?
Right.
So, but the whole concept of the bidet with this reliance on paper, you know, if all you're relying on is a stream of water coming in, and you sit there and you blast it out and you blast it out, and then maybe need one little ply of toilet paper. Just to dry yourself, well, I think that sounds like it might be something America might want to consider.
A bidet is only as good as how clean it actually is, Mike. Because think about it. That's one more porcelain apparatus or attachment you have to make sure is clean.
Well, if I know a bidet, a regular bidet, the bidets that I grew up with, that I would see in a fancy hotel, would be
Did you grow up with that, or do you know about it?
One.
No, I went to a hotel, first time I ever saw one.
Yes.
And I didn't know what it was.
Yes.
And it is a toilet bowl.
You're like, this is a great water fountain.
It's a toilet bowl that doesn't have a toilet seat on it.
No.
And it has like a little water apparatus coming, and then it shoots straight up in the air.
I thought they were urinals when I was a kid.
Right, they kind of look
like
urinals.
Yeah, because not my parents, but my parents always had like really wealthy doctor, like had been surgeon friends.
Yes.
And we'd walk in the bathroom like, oh my God, like they've got a little urinal in here.
So you don't need one. I'm so unfamiliar with it. It actually is just like a jet of water that goes up, right? And so you
straight up into your dookie hole.
So if you go from sitting on the commode, then you go to sit on the bidet, and it's like a two-step process then?
The ones that I remember were like that. Yeah. But this one with the listen to the lady with the water bottle.
Yes.
Hulo Clean is the most discreet portable bidet in the world.
You guys hear that?
It
okay?
Is so small,
it's perfect
that it can be kept in a pocket. This way, you will be able to use it at any public toilet or at the office when you go to refill.
Rob,
what computer voice are you talking about?
I think he's making that up. Rob, this is what would happen. You go to the restroom and then you do the icky shuffle to the right or left, and then you turn that guy on. That guy, the bidet, would take care of you. This is an attachment. A proper bidet should be sitting next to the toilet itself.
Okay, because that's what I was sent from Wayfair, there are actual seats that you attach to your toilet that turn your toilet into a bidet. But the thing that I found most fascinating was item number 4. It's called bidet accessory by a company called Big John, and it looks like nothing more than the gun you use to clean your dishes. And apparently, you know those.
I don't have the orangutan arms to make that work properly, especially if you're a person of larger carriage.
Right.
You're covering a lot of surface area. I want the one that's built into the toilet or the one.
You're both wrong. What you two need are those jets that they have at Disney World where the water jumps from from hole to hole to hole.
So to speak. Yeah.
We just go out and sit on top of it until it's time.
It would be built into your shower, a luxury shower, where you press a different button and boom, right into your...
You don't want to have to go from every time you take a smash. You don't want to have to get in the shower,
a
do
smash?
You?
Yeah.
Gross. I don't want to be doing my Duke work in the shower.
Do you say, hey, Carrie, I'm going to go take a smash. I'll be back.
I don't use that phrase often, but I thought it was...
Who did you steal it from? It's not his. I guarantee it's not.
No,
who
that's
did you
Brad's.
Steal smash
that's
from?
Brad's from way
Brad.
Back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no wonder he's divorced.
Take a smash.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he might be the luckiest of us all.
Take a smash.
Take a smash.
I think that the I think Opie and Anthony might have had a great term for it. Was it a growler?
Yeah, I've heard growler
to
before.
Drop a growler. By the way, these ideas don't come originally from anybody. They circulate. So
not culturally appropriate. I'm not sure which radio show this came from, but dropping off Fat Boy and Little Man, it really.
Oh, nuclear technology.
Yeah, that
doing
was,
an A-bomb joke. Wow.
I heard that somewhere and I was like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, now, Mike, if you don't want to invest in the Kulo Clean,
well,
I just
hold
saw
on,
another.
Rob, we're riffing on slang.
It's a comedy pyramid.
Okay.
And you just steamroll ahead. You know, I know you're in your house, but I ask you, please focus on the show, as Larry Sanders would say. We're all here trying to have a little fun, and I was getting to the classic, drop the kids off at the pool.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that is a good one. I like that one.
Yes.
Or I have to go see a man about a bomb. That's another one that I...
Well, and also, you know, you say that these are credited to other shows. One of my all-time favorites originated on this program, which is I've Got to Fix the Printer.
Yeah.
Because that
that's
so,
mine.
That is such a great one.
That's deep.
Yeah, right?
I
love it.
I think, yeah,
because if you dive deep into Fix the Printer, everybody knows when we were in offices, fixing the printer takes forever.
It does,
so,
right?
Mm. So the connotation between time and effort, that in itself is a one-to-one to going and taking a growler.
Right.
You know?
And there are many. I mean, kicking the brown clown out of the one ring circuit.
I have never heard that.
That's a little detailed,
that is crazy.
I think. Yeah, a lot of painting and picture.
Pinching a grumpy. Now, you don't have to say pool. You can sometimes say dropping the kids off at the pond.
Yeah.
Oh, that's grosser,
our,
I think.
Our inner, I guess in our house, or even where I was like, hey, I got to go take this meeting, and I'll just scurry off. And I did that when we were in L.A., and my sister was like, meeting? Like, he just got off the phone. She goes, no, he's going to the restroom. That's what it was.
I found the page. Nobody else look at it.
Okay.
This is mine.
Okay. All right.
I have to declare jihad.
Oh.
A holy war on the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a bit much.
I got to drop some raspberries.
I like that. That's very pleasant. Almost cute.
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, by the way, the Cosby references are all racist.
Yeah, they're racist.
We're not going to be doing that. Let me see.
You know one that came up when we were doing our road trip?
I have to take a steamy Ray Vaughan. Are you forgetting about COVID, people? Are you doing that right now?
When we were on our road trip, one that came up that is so beautiful in simplicity, I love it still, is Big Potty. I have to go Big Potty. Big I like that one, too. Because it's all you can use that one with kids or grown-ups.
Your dad used to say it's time to eject the warp core, right?
He lived by. He had a T-shirt.
Is that a Star Trek? Is that a Star Trek reference?
Probably.
Right there?
Probably sounds like it.
Oh my God! Got to do some lumberjacking.
After Thanksgiving, everybody's a lumberjack.
Yeah,
that was a great meal. But it's time now for a Milwaukee broiler.
Oh,
I don't know what these.
Some of them are so oddly specific.
A steamy Richard, a hot mug, a Russian spy, master dumping, two logs down, a Denver chili burger, a speed poop, reversal, squeezing a dwarf.
Oh, no.
There are a lot of them. There are a lot. Mike, oh, my God. It goes on.
Quick sidebar here.
Yes.
Do you mind looking at your screen? And I saw Rob pick up what I thought was a regular size Gatorade, but I could not tell because of his big mitts. Do you mind holding up your bottle?
No, it's a little guy.
Are you sure?
That is my. That's my Diet Coke.
Hold There's up your a, Gatorade.
Yeah, this is just 32 ounces. No, I'm kidding. This is a 12.
Mine's pretty big. Look at mine.
Mine's a step down from you because this is from a multi-case.
That's a 12-ouncer, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
And what do you have, a 30-ouncer? No, you got a 24,
maybe.
You got a 24-ouncer right there,
right? This would be 24.
Yeah, and I've got a 12-ounce Coke, and you've got, what, a 12-ounce Gatorade?
Can you hold that up again in your hand?
Sure. Like that?
It's so huge.
That's right.
Look at that mitt. Meanwhile, me.
No, Mike, you're good. You got small hands.
Mike, you should put your pinky out when you drink. There it is.
Hey, is that the police car by you?
It's me, Mike. Let me mute myself as a professional.
Mm-hmm. They're off arresting people that are running around the streets doing non-specific duties.
All I know at the end of this show, I'm going to do some Snapchatting. Oh, they're alive. Yeah, I mean, this is... I'm like scrolling and scrolling.
Yeah, sure.
I'm skipping more than I'm reading right now. Oh, my God. An Alabama egg roll, popping a solid, Olympic failure, drop the kids off the pool. There it is again.
Of course.
Let me see. Jab skin, Thanksgiving, shake that bear.
Did you say shake that bear?
Yeah. Now, this isn't dirty, right? This isn't dirty if I say this.
As long as they're not racist, dirty's fine.
This is dirty, but this is not racist, but this is part. I have to bum-jaculate.
Oh. That just messes it up on the other side.
That is nasty. That is, anyway, that's it. So, that's a few of them. I'm going to get down to the very last one.
Mike, that was named after...
I have to feed the devil.
Bum-jaculate was named after football great Bum Phillips. Not a lot of people know that.
Oh, man. Hey. Time for my Dutch sauna.
Dutch sauna.
Oh,
strong.
No!
Strong. Yeah. That's strong.
This is just one website. We're a great country. We have all this stuff.
Yes.
Popping the cork, master dumping, Marky Mark, Hammer of Thor, bottom burner, acid head, the Toledo leapfrog Blumpkin. It goes on and on.
And these are all on the NPR website.
Yes, Gruntosaurus Rex,
like that.
That's Sugarloaf Mountain.
Okay. We know about Sugarloaf.
Yes. I could go,
Mike, yes. Briefly. To Rob's right, there's an outlet that I can't help but be concerned about. Why is there a hole in your outlet? If you don't mind,
there's not a hole. There's a piece of tape over it.
Okay, why is there a piece of tape over it?
Let me move my camera, my shot away, so I can see. What are we looking at here? Oh, over to his right.
Yes, back there. There was a short because there was a leak behind that outlet in a pipe.
Yeah.
And after we dried out, I found out that every time I plugged into that, it would cause problems with the appliance that was plugged into it. So as a reminder, I put a piece of tape over it.
Got it.
That's it.
When was that?
1922.
That's right. So... By the way, after all this is said and done with this whole toilet paper, I would, if I had the room for it, by the way, in my his and hers bathrooms, where I go in, and I think my bathroom in this home, the his bathroom, would be the equivalent of what you would see on a medium-sized cruise ship. That's
okay.
The size of my bathroom.
Do you have to back into it?
No, but it's narrow. I certainly don't have room. Like, for example, my... my wastebasket next to the toilet. Right. I have room for a wastebasket that's about that big because I don't have room for a bigger one. I couldn't put a bidet in even if I wanted to.
Mike, it is like we are having the same conversations at home when my wife started getting teary-eyed this morning. And she said...
Again?
She said, I wish we would have just done the kitchen and not... had some grandiose plan of building anything out.
Because you're living in
or now
in
we're living
house.
In it. We were escaping it before, right?
Can't you, if the time, you know, you can't, I guess, can you? You can't go to your mom's, can
no,
you?
No, this is what's crazy. I haven't seen my mom in 5 weeks because we don't want to risk anything, right?
And she's got, you know what, getting back to, I hate to get heavy, but getting back to the whole testing thing, which this country just punted as far as testing. In the normal society, other societies have been successful with quelling their outbreaks. Yeah. Everybody gets tested.
Yep.
So conceivably, you could get swabbed. Your mom could get swabbed. You're both negative. You drive out to her house and you hang out with her. But would you want to be with her for like a month or two? Would you
We're so isolated where I would say that even some of these productions we used to do for ESPN are now moved
mobile.
They're all remote. And I think the last time I'll see someone outside of our family is going to be this afternoon because we went over to basically Foxworth's live shots now get moved to his house because nobody can go anywhere.
And by the way, Oscar, I'm sorry I don't have the channel that you needed morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I thank you for bringing that up. I completely forgot.
What happened? What did
Mike,
I miss?
How long have we talked about games and sports on ESPN on the show for the eternity of the 10 years that we've actually been on the program, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I love sports.
All right. So a lot of those sports, especially Monday Night Football, go on ESPN, correct?
This is true.
Okay. And Rob won. He ended up winning our football pool. I don't even know how now because I found out some information this morning. We arrived at Foxworth's house at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. He went live to the world at 8 a.m. Via his home. Now, not everything went perfectly. That's fine. We're learning. We're good at that. I call Rob because we're in his basement, and I can't step out into the back door or try to see a reference point so I can see what's going on live TV. I say, Rob, I'm sorry to bother you at 8:20 in the morning. Can you please turn on ESPN and let me know how Foxworth's audio sounds and what his picture looks like? I don't have a reference except for what we're seeing right here in his basement.
And he's on the main ESPN channel.
He's on the main ESPN channel. And Rob kindly writes this back. And this made me think a lot about Rob and how many times he's lied to us about watching things on ESPN.
Right.
So, listen to this. Mr. Ross Spiewak, your people's champion, he writes to me. Here we go. He writes, sure, hang on. Right back, he writes, I'm sorry to say I don't have ESPN. I'm sorry. I guess I have the old Queen DirecTV package.
I was unaware I did not have ESPN. I thought you kind of got it at the base level of everything.
You hate sports games. You've always hated sports
games. I don't detest them, but I mean, it's not something I watch. So, and I don't lie about watching stuff on ESPN.
I just don't watch it a lot.
I didn't have it.
So I wrote back.
I've got the NFL Network because it kept going to that. That's like channel 208. So I kept going 206 and it says, contact your provider. I said, what's all this then? And I go to the guide and it's grayed out. And I'm like, that's odd. I guess I don't have it.
I wrote back, poor Robert.
And then, now, have you set it up now so Fox can do it himself now, which you
from
should
his house?
Probably?
Yes. So now we're ready to go. It'll be tomorrow will be the last day we'll have to help him to ensure that he has any troubleshooting, and then we're good. And then we're clear. And our schedule can go back to where it was. I'll say this. After I wrote poor Robert to Rob Rebecca, he'll work it out with his therapist in 2036.
But, you know, I don't think it affects him much because he doesn't watch, when he watches anything sporting-wise, like current event stuff, he watches on his phone like all kids do. He doesn't watch the TV for that. I mean, he will watch the TV if he's watching Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. He'll watch the entertainment stuff on TV, but he doesn't do sports down there very much. So I apologize to my son for sheltering him from all things athletic.
And by the way, is Fox talking about the draft? Because to be honest with you, the only sport I'm focusing on right now is the NFL and my New York Giants and what they're doing in the offseason, because we all kind of, I think, isn't it horrible to say? that the only sport that seems to be immune right now because of the potential of this going on till the fall is the NFL. That might be the only sport when that might be the very first time we're, even if it is, that we're allowed to get back into like a stadium situation, and maybe not even then. But if we do it, the NFL probably has better odds. I think baseball might be gone this year.
I think even better with his home setup, I think maybe by next week we can have him on the program live.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Cool.
That'd be
Talk
neat.
Talk a little football.
Yeah.
Rob, get all your football questions together, okay?
Okay, my main question for him is going to be, how do I get channel 206?
Yeah, there you go. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
He has figured out a way to be invisible. You know exactly what I'm talking about. He's not dead. I just can't see him.
Okay. Now, I agree with you. Adrian was brilliant, but it wasn't because of anything he invented. It was how he got in people's heads. You think about it. He came up with the perfect way to torture you, even in death. Only thing more brilliant than inventing something that makes you invisible is not inventing it, but making you think he did.
He's not dead, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Yulan. My name is Taylor, and I will be taking care of you this evening. Do you know how this place works?
I'm assuming you order food, then you eat it.
Pretty much. We just do things a little bit differently. It's all family style.
We've been here before. It's all good.
Okay, can I get you started with some water? We have still or sparkling.
Just the free kind.
Okay, tap it is.
Cool.
All right. Do you guys need more time with the drink
menu? Yes. Lots more time.
Okay, no problem at all.
I went.
You went to Adrian's house?
Yes.
You just walked right in?
I found something that can prove what I'm experiencing. That can prove that Adrian is stalking me.
Bring me near madness with your peering through the keyholes and peeping through the curtains. And now you'll suffer for it. You're crazy to know who I am, aren't you? All right, I'll show you who I am. And what I am! How do you like that, eh?
Here we go gathering nuts in May, nuts in May, nuts in May. Here we go gathering nuts in May on a cold and frosty morning. Whoops!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I take it that was Oscar Santana's Invisible Man and Rob Spiewak's Invisible Man?
Yeah, only 87 years between the two pictures.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends. Glad to have you along. Hope you're dealing with this very, very difficult circumstances in the United States, but we're here for you, and we pledge to give you great shows every single day, so please join us. And don't forget, on Friday, 4 p.m., we have the Mike O'Mara Cocktail Party. You're all invited, and we're excited about that. We heard that some people are going to be Zooming during that, so
cool.
The more, the merrier, and it's fantastic, and we're glad to see you on Friday at 4 p.m. Please join us. From Rochester, Michigan to Janesville, Wisconsin, Culpeper, Virginia, Bear Valley, Anchorage, Alaska, Cheney, Washington, Saigon, Vietnam. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone.
Yes.
Due to the coronavirus and market instability, mortgage interest rates are now coming off their all-time lows. I know it sounds weird. You would think they were going down with stimulating the economy. It doesn't work like that. It's more important than ever to work with someone you can trust now, because Cornerstone can negotiate through these very unstable times we're living in. Call my friends at Cornerstone First Financial. Rates have moved up due to liquidity. So what does that mean? In the first quarter of 2020, there were four times the amount of mortgages written than normally happened in an entire year. This has caused a shortage in liquidity. So banks are raising their rates to offset the volume in order to slow things down. Classic supply and demand. Luckily, Cornerstone First Financial is in for this for the long haul, and they're on top of all of it, all the latest developments. Call Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's 202-625-1221, and check out Cornerstone First Financial. And rates will be up and down and going all around.
Well,
and they help
Mark
you
knows exactly what's going on, and he'll tell you when you want to pull the trigger. He just wants you to be ready for the right time. He knows exactly.
I'll be honest with you. So I bitched enough, and I might as well be full disclosure that I did sell my house, and I did get somebody put a contract in, and they are having a final walkthrough on Sunday, and they are scheduled to close on. What the heck is that?
Crossing my fingers.
Big noise. I don't know what's going on. They're scheduled to do a final walkthrough on Sunday and close on Monday. And I don't know if you've followed the Florida news as we become one of
How's
the
hot spots. How's your governor? How's your governor doing?
Super.
I mean, it's got to feel good having him in the high office.
You know, it's just a weird, weird world. And my paranoid self is saying, you know, that I just want to get this behind me, especially now that we're basically sheltering in place, as Carla and I have done for 3 weeks, long before that. Now, everybody else is, in fairness to them, when they're out there, I did a deep dive on the activities that they're talking about down here, because I got pissed off yesterday when I saw people on the tennis court. And I did a deep dive on it, and there's a protocol for it. And the protocol involves the tennis ball, which is the only thing people are sharing when they're out there doing that. And so I'll even let that slide. What I'm not going to let slide, though, is when I ride a bike, which is out in the open air, and I drive by the community pool, and I see six or seven people at the community pool. It's like, get the f*** back in your house.
Yeah, correct.
You're not supposed to be sharing the pool with people.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we're not close.
Are they socializing? Are they swimming? What are they doing there?
You could make the argument that they're not. You could make the... I don't know if they're part of the same family, but there were two girls that were on chaise lounges right next to each other, and they were there. Mm. And I did a deep dive on pool water, and chlorine does kill this virus, supposedly. Although none of these questions have been answered. But it gets back to the overall seriousness of this. It's not cool, in my opinion. And you know what? If we have a need, if there was an emergency need to go out to the store, legally I am able to do that. And that's the only travel we're going to do. I've even got a prescription at Costco that I've decided, it ain't worth it. I don't need it to live.
No.
And,
just pro tip. I talked to my sister yesterday, and she said, if you go to, at least in Los Angeles, she's getting this. If you go to the pharmacist, wear a mask if you have to go, because and gloves, because even pharmacists are getting sick now.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a very, very scary situation. Yeah. So a pharmacy would be something I would avoid.
Yeah.
And unless you have something that you need,
you can get them delivered
medication.
Now.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. It's at Costco, and I could probably do that. But you know what? Erections aren't that important to me right now, Oscar.
You tell Carla that you've done enough push-ups for 2020, and you'll get her back in 2021.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So anyway, it's a crazy time that we all live in.
It sure is.
I told Shannon that. I was like, look, these clapping push-ups. with all this work is really murdering me. We're
Oscar,
gonna take a pause.
I don't even know if you saw this because you don't spend as much time on Facebook as I do, but I do, and I follow Rob Spiewak. What the F was Rob Spiewak trying to do last night? Here's what I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay. All right,
I think you saw that Rob Mayer did that comedy thing, and that people were having concerts. And your little ego needed more than this show every day, where you should be putting every waking hour into providing the listeners of this program with every little thing you can do to help out me, to help out Oscar, to help out. But no, what you wanted to do is you wanted to play your jukebox for everybody and take all the credit for yourself last night. So you saw that people were doing all these home concerts, and last night it was going to be Rob's jukebox serenade, and I looked at it, and what the hell was
going
on?
You're wrong.
This is what I heard.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Seabrook.
Oh, no. That's embarrassing.
Did you see it? Did you see any of this?
Mike, last night was crisis time at old Podcast Villages. We were trying to build something and produce something. When I get notifications about Rob and what he's doing, I always think it's something with his records, something with his jukebox.
What it was, jukebox.
Which, by the way, is that's the anti-Christ for when it comes to me, because you know how I feel about jukeboxes,
Everyone knows how you feel about jukeboxes, Oscar. You've talked about it for years.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of time. But
all right,
What was he doing?
Actually, Mike, it got pulled because of all the music I play, but it had nothing to do with anything Rob Mayer did.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good with your name being associated with the show.
Yeah, how
that'll
dare
be good
you?
For our cause.
Number one comedy album in the country. Your camera's blurry, too.
Your camera's blurry again. I don't know why your camera.
Let me white balance it. Because things have just gotten away from me, as of yesterday, I still had Christmas music in my jukebox. I hadn't changed it out yet.
Aww.
And it bothered me. And so I wanted, you need to go in and take it out. So I did that, and I was taking the records out, and it's always fun for me. It's one of my favorite things to do is to, get to play with my jukebox and choose the 50 records. And so I said, you know what? While I do this, I'm going to go on Facebook Live and play some records. And we had some fun and played music. It was a blast. That's all.
Until you said resetting router.
Yeah,
the first attempt. Management regrets the error.
It locked up right away. But we were able to get past that, and we had a good time. I played almost probably like 40 records last night, because there's 50 in the jukebox, 50 different singles.
Nifty
50. 100 sides,
like
as they
Bob
say.
Bob Jorgensen, who put a test pattern up. Had a few technical issues with it when that was going on.
But once it got going, it was fun. Oh, and I had to figure out how to hold my phone. Apparently, I was covering the microphone at one point. I didn't know where the microphone was on the iPhone.
Seriously.
But once we got past that.
I'm so sad we don't have it, because like this. So how did you technologically play these records?
Just Facebook Live and showed the jukebox.
You just held your phone up to your jukebox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done it before. I've done it a lot of times before. It always gets pulled, though. We got banned in Canada like 20 minutes in. That was right away. And then when I woke up, it was gone everywhere. But it's fun while you do it live.
Mike,
and I do enjoy it.
Speaking of live, may I have less headroom on you, Mr. O'Mara?
Oh, wow.
Thank
God
you.
Damn it. All right, hold on.
I just want to make sure you get, you look good as much as Rob looks good.
There you go.
How's it going?
There you go. Thank you. Well, at least you were having fun.
Yeah, and it was fun. I was, of course.
Okay,
I had about 1,000 beers. But it was something I hadn't done in a while. I mean, obviously, if I still had Christmas music in the jukebox, I hadn't touched it since December.
So how long? I just saw it where you had a recording of your Facebook Live where it got messed up, and then when did you finally go on the air, and how drunk were you when you went on the air with it?
Not stumbling drunk, not fall down and bust my face drunk. It was just, having a few beers, having a good time, and playing the music. We probably went over an hour, I know. One problem, though, is that when I was changing out I need to order a new bulb for my jukebox. My primary bulb went out last night.
No.
It broke.
All that showing off.
Well, no, it was before that. Oh. And I said, oh, God, Darlene doesn't look very good because she's not lit up. But I went with it anyway, because these are desperate times. It's a long, one of those tube bulbs you would have in an overhead
Does
light.
Does Pinball Pete have to come over?
No, I can do this one I order it online. I know it's a Sylvania. I have the model number.
Like a tube.
It is just a tube, fluorescent tube.
How many views did you get?
At one point, we had like 160 people.
All right.
That's great.
And it was fun. We had a good time. And
Mike, we've got 178 watching. We beat his jukebox show.
All right.
Well, that's wonderful. And, of course, Friday we have these huge
views. Yeah, 2,000.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. So we're always excited. Let me tell you what I did on Facebook last
Please.
Night. If you didn't get a chance to see it, I might have to do a little editing here, but I'm sorry. I have to read it the way it was written.
Yeah.
Hey, Spring Breakers, are any of you losing any sleep about saying it to the coronavirus a while back? I love a party as much as the next guy, but seriously, you knew, and you partied anyway, and you should have known better. Statistically, you should come through this without an issue, but I think I speak for a lot of the country when I say, Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. God.
Thank you. That was well Rob said. Rob was bringing joy. I was bringing a little hate last night. I've been bringing a lot of joy, a lot of positive, mm-hmm. saying yeah. positive things to the Dodgers. I think let them balance it out a little bit. You know, tweak the cater.
Nothing
you know,
wrong
the
with
haters
a little balance.
Little
nothing Why wrong not? With that.
You know? And I know our target audience, and I'd say you brought as much joy with that hate as I brought with my joy. I think yes. there was a lot of people that probably really enjoyed that you said that because it needed to be said. Don't let right. them off the hook. A lot of people have forgotten about how they were 2 weeks ago because it seems like an eternity ago.
All I know is your little jukebox show. That's time that could have been used writing copy. But anyway, that's all right. That's just the way I look at it. But anyway, keep on entertaining. Give, give, give. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Time now for fun with languages. Today, we speak German. If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Wenn Sie nicht meckern, atmen Sie nicht.
It's time to laugh more.
Es ist Zeit, mehr zu lachen.
A TMOS bonus package is the perfect choice.
Ein TMOS bonus Paket ist die perfekte Wahl.
It's an extra hour of comedy that keeps the funny train chugging along.
Es ist eine zusätzliche Stunde Comedy, die den lustigen Zug immer weiter juckt.
Try it. Buy it. You'll love it.
Probieren Sie es aus. Kaufen Sie es. Sie werden es lieben.
Ooh, das ist ein Bingo.
Bingo.
Thank you, Jim Bingo. Amato. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob called me after the show yesterday and reminded me to get my Harry's, and I didn't do it again.
What are you doing?
Rob, I just get
I'm calling you today. I'm going to call you again today and remind you.
Now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore. Harry's knows sometimes it's better to stay inside. That's why they ship directly to you. By the way, I don't know if I'm doing it the right way, Harry's, but I will tell you this. I ran out of my Suave shampoo that I use,
yes.
and I started shampooing this beautiful hair you see today with my Harry's fig-scented body wash.
Hmm.
And it does a fantastic job, and I see no reason to use anything else. I am washing my entire body. Your hair on the top of your head's your body, right? So you can do
sure.
that. It's legal, right?
We were discussing how good your hair looked today. I didn't know Harry's was
my
the
new
reason.
Do.
Yeah, it's nice.
Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality at a fair price. Just $2 a blade. They make their blades in a great German factory. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door, so it's perfect for what we're all dealing with right now. You can do it on your schedule with or without a subscription. With 100% quality, it's a guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. And 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Now's a good time for that as well. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the weighted ergonomic handle for firm grip, five-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Boo!
Boo.
Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. And we thank a wonderful client of the Mike O'Mara Show, Harry's. They've been with us a good long time, and we love them. We love them. All right, where to go here? Let me see. Well, I just want to get this out of the way. I have a man crush. Do you guys know who my man crush is on? I have always had a man crush.
I got it. David Spade.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
You are incorrect, sir. You are wrong. You get the buzzer for that one.
Is yes, it the read. Dead father on This Is Us?
That is incorrect.
Darn it.
That is not correct.
The guy, a deep cut.
You got to hold his mouth like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's No, it's not Chris him. Cuomo at CNN.
Oh,
yes.
I feel a little bit, this is how ridiculous I am, and I wish him the best.
That's how much it meant to me.
I love Chris Cuomo. He got tested positive for coronavirus, and he was in the office, I guess, last Friday, and was exposed to people who had it, and had to self-quarantine, and that's what he's doing right now. And he looked like hell last night. Mm-hmm. Really looked like he was sick, and still did his show, which is, what...
It's a testament.
It's a testament to how dedicated he is to do that. But I love the guy. He's a little slicky boy in that New York way. But at the same time, I just love the way he he's kind of a man's man the way he does his broadcasting, and I have a man crush on him.
Your brother's the governor. It's kind of hard not to have some sort of ego.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah. He said, and his father was, the Democratic nominee for president.
Yeah,
so
right.
I had a crush on his father. I loved his father, Mario Cuomo, one of the best leaders I think ever in the Democratic Party. I loved Mario Cuomo, and I think that it's really not a surprise that Andrew Cuomo has been getting high marks for the way he's been handling this horrible situation in New York State.
Yeah.
So Chris Cuomo getting this, it was a bummer, and it was sad,
Mike,
and I hated watching it. I really did.
I talked to a girl, Katie Cole.
How's she doing?
Just yesterday, she was kind enough to reach out with a happy birthday text, and I said, like, how are you guys holding up? And she said her and her husband have been in their homes for 3 weeks, and, like, they won't leave, essentially. Like, it's scary. Yeah. Right.
And that's Katie Girl, who was an intern on the Don and Mike show and then the Mike O'Mara show. Was she with the Mike O'Mara show?
No, she came with the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah.
That was her.
She came with the Mike O'Mara show, and she is in New York City now. And
living.
So she's dealing with this, as, you know, so many of our friends are up there. Paulie showing that picture of our friend Paulie with the mask on. And it's just a scary time up there. And my daughter got out of New York, thank God.
I was going to play this in the vault, but it fits right here. This is Governor Andrew Cuomo talking about his brother. Did you see this yesterday?
I think a little bit, but I'd love to hear it again.
Yeah, he's very, very cool. Very nice.
My brother Chris is positive for coronavirus. He is going to be fine. He's young, in good shape, strong, not as strong as he thinks, but he will be fine. You know, you see Chris, and in his job, he's combative and he's argumentative and he's pushing people. But that's his job. That's really not who he is. He's a really sweet, beautiful guy. And he's my best friend.
Isn't it nice to see someone in power that can communicate in a calm, measured way? And even though they're bringing us bad news, but somehow it feels comforting. You know, he's good at it.
It's interesting because I think articulation comes from you can get a father passing down to a son the ability to play hockey or play baseball or have a talent, or I think the ability to communicate gets passed down too. And if you ever heard Mario Cuomo as an orator who was wonderful to listen to, I think he passed it down to both Andrew and Chris. I don't know the other family members. He's got a big family. I think they've got like 5 kids or something like that.
There's Perry, right?
Perry Cuomo? Perry,
that's Cuomo. Thank you. The uncle Perry. Perry Cuomo. So I see his tweet where he tweeted that he had tested positive, and I send him a PM on Twitter. And the way Twitter works, for those of you that might not know, if you're just Facebookers, that when you send a personal message on Twitter, it shows the time that you sent it. It puts a check mark next to it.
Okay.
And you can click on that check mark and see
if he's
whether it was seen or not.
Yeah.
And I was a little kid all night long just going, oh, it still says sent. Still says sent. Let me see where it is.
That's how the majority of our audience feels when they write you, Mike.
Oh, stop it. That's not if they send me a PM on Twitter, you're probably absolutely right.
Yeah. I wrote Mike in 2015. I'm assuming he didn't get this.
You're mean. You are mean, mean, mean. All right, here we go. I wrote this to Chris. I don't mind sharing it with everybody here because I think it's important during these tough times to read this. I sent it at 3:30 yesterday afternoon, and I said, my wife came into my home studio and dropped me a note with the news of your test results. I immediately shared it with my listeners, and I also let them know how much I think of you as a broadcaster. I've never met you, but I've been an admirer of your show for a long time. This news felt like it was coming from a friend, and I am sure I am not alone in feeling this way. You are one of the good guys, and I wish you an uneventful and speedy recovery. Please take care and know that there are many Americans who love and respect you and the work you do. Sent that yesterday at 3:30. Here we go. I'm going to click on it right now live on the show.
Hey, Tiffany?
It was said. He didn't look at it. All right, there we go.
He's busy. Hey, he's sick. Mike, the man's got the Rona.
I know, he's got the Rona.
The COVID.
We want him to write you back.
I know.
Stop being so needy.
No.
Jesus.
He's busy. He's wiping down his iPhone.
Yeah.
He's got the COVID.
He can't do that.
Who's got more ego right now? Donald Trump or Michael Mara?
I really like Donald Trump right now.
Yeah.
You think you could take a few seconds? No, I don't. don't intend that.
Look at the ratings on these live views.
Well, the next PM is going to be, you didn't answer my tweet. Sad.
You understand what I'm doing is I'm just trying to, you know, I'm stalking him, really. He's sorry. You know, Rob knows that more than anybody. Rob will, post to everybody when Gilligan gets back to him or something.
In line. But you probably has got thousands of people being like, hey, I hope you feel better.
Yeah. Of course he does. He doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know I do a podcast. But anyway, before we break, I want to ask about, thank you. That was just to embarrass myself, which I succeeded in doing. Did you get any presents for your birthday? Did you get any gifts or anything? How did you celebrate your birthday?
This is actually, I'm happy you brought it up.
Happy birthday.
My wife got me nothing. No one else got me anything. The only person that came through and comes through like a friggin' freight train that's always on time and always delivers its goods is Mr. Dirk effing Vastrick.
Oh my God, he is the most thoughtful man in the whole wide world.
He not only gave a donation to Wounded Warriors, he sent me a gift card to my favorite restaurant, which I will happily go to in June.
Oh, he's a good guy. That's great.
But yeah, I got nothing, Mike, except for happiness and happiness.
Oh, wow.
I love the way the tone of the way you said happiness was great. Because a lot of times people say happiness. But he said happiness.
And happiness.
To Dominique this morning, because we didn't have such a great morning. He looked at me and said, he goes, look, man, there's an upside to this. And I said, we're all healthy and our families are healthy. He goes, yeah. He's like, it's like, this is nothing. We had a bad day.
Did the broadcast not go well?
It worked out. The audio sounded fantastic. It's the lighting in his basement is subject for improvement. So we're working on that. But more importantly, you get wrapped up in this world of broadcasting. And Mike, you know this, and Rob, you know this as well.
Sure.
Where if it doesn't go right or something's effing just a little wrong, even on our scale, it's a failure.
Oscar, I have to tell you this. I watch this stuff 24/7. I'm watching all the time.
Yeah.
And everybody now is doing what Dominique was doing. Everybody's challenged. Everybody is. Everybody. Yeah. There are, I would say, 5% maybe of the shots, the live shots I see, really approximate a studio lighting situation. Mm-hmm. The vast majority, if they're doing it and they're sheltering in place or they're at their homes, you know, if you're talking, don't beat the crap out of yourself.
Yeah, this is the new normal. The fact that you were able to get the picture and the sound in, that's your win. That's your win.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't believe what the networks look like in D.C. It's horrible.
Have you seen where they all go like the negative look, where they kind of wash out the picture?
Washes out
completely?
That was kind of...
Yeah, it happens. It's happening. Yeah. By the way, I think their pipeline is pretty overused now.
What was fascinating, and I'll give you some inside baseball, and for you nerds out there, get ready to rip off your pants. They literally said to us, we're not using Skype. It's taxed. It's unreliable. Please, let's switch to FaceTime.
Really?
That's how many people are using these platforms.
And we're coming to you on Skype right now with our video.
But for what we're doing, so this is, the hub is taking three videos, right?
Stop it! Mike, okay. Stop it!
Sorry. Their hub.
How dare you?
Their hub simultaneously.
Hey, you know what that was, Oscar?
April Fool's joke. April Fool's joke.
We don't have, I would say, roughly 50 shows running at one time, both digital and television platforms, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
True enough. So when they said switch to FaceTime, I knew that was a kiss of death because we had lit for Skype. And I was like, and this was done literally at 7:50.
Oh, for an 8 o'clock hit?
For an 8 o'clock live on to the world.
Oh no!
But the audio sounded great. Shannon likes to get bossy on the set because it's just my wife and I. And and she's like, when I started trying to fix the lights, she said, "You're the sound guy. I'm the lighting lady." And I said,
"Yeah, Shannon.
I don't know what's happening here, but all right."
All right. Where is she now? Where is she right now?
She's at home recovering. And then I will pick her up at 2 and we'll get back at it.
You're going back out to his house?
No. We're going to, I just had to come back to work, and so we can continue working here.
Always the struggle, Rob. Yeah, always the struggle. There he goes. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, speaking of April Fools, I will, I was figuring out how to do this, so I will let you, I will make you privy to the April Fools joke that I was going to play on you guys that I will not be playing because I don't think it's appropriate in these times. But I'll share with you what I was going to do by doing it anyway when it really won't be real and you'll know it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I love it.
I love it. I understand now more than ever.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll take a break and come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. We've told you about their hydration multiplier, and I know you love that, but I want to tell you about their latest product, the Liquid IV Energy Multiplier. You just mix it in water and drink it up. Liquid IV Energy Multiplier takes delicious and provides a... It tastes delicious. It doesn't take delicious. It tastes delicious.
Yum.
And provides a lasting energy boost throughout the day. Half of Americans report that they fight with daily fatigue. This gives you the fatigue-fighting lift you get from a couple of cups of coffee, but without the crash. Plus, it contains a mixture of teas and herbs that are high in antioxidants that help improve mood and focus. What's not to love? It's a great all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquidiv.com, enter the promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and energy. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today. Before I share my practical joke with you, I know Rob was talking about getting taken by somebody online or over
the media.
Or what?
The media got me, and I hate this because you know what? I try to feel that I'm sensitive to this, and I guess I was aware of what was happening, but there was a big thing, a story in the Washington Post about stress baking. People are now, they're baking because they're quarantined and they're staying at home and they're going out. There's going to be an egg shortage in a couple weeks. People can't
find yeast. I didn't hear about that. An egg shortage? No!
Yes. Yes. It's in the pipeline, they say. There are enough eggs in the pipeline, but maybe not enough. So if you, that's another thing. People are doing all this baking. So I sat and I thought about it and I said, it makes sense, I guess. People are rubes. They're staying at home. And the more I thought about it, I said, you know what? I've got ingredients to make homemade bread. I can do this. And so I went up and I started to make bread. And then I realized I'm just part of the problem. I read about stress baking and the media turned it into something and I fell right into it. And it's I guess it is the sort of the quarantine mindset. You see something like, oh my God, if they're going to take away eggs, I'm not going to have eggs. I better do something with eggs right now. And I felt like a rube. But the bread was delicious.
I'm looking at the story right now. Was it like on television or did you read it?
No, it was in the Post. It was in the Washington Post. Yeah, stress baking and hoarding has led to a retail egg shortage.
Oh, here's
a
God man. Damn it. Eggs now, too. Are people hoarding eggs?
Here's a man with a mask
America.
With like six with dozen three, eggs.
With six dozen eggs. Way to go. Oh, God. God, F you. Really, what is the deal? You know, we can get deliveries from grocery stores. The one thing they've said during this crisis is that the supply chain is intact.
Right.
That with 80%, by the way, the number is 80% of Americans staying home right now, and the supply chains are still intact. You know how wonderful that is and how many people are working hard? You don't do anybody any favors when you get three dozen eggs when you go to the grocery store, you sloppy pig douche. I saw that picture Rob held up. That pisses me off. Come on.
Here's a very, very intelligent quote from an expert in the egg industry. People eat more eggs when they are home and families are together.
That's true. That's true.
But right? that also works hand in hand with the toilet paper.
I know. It's such a drag.
I miss eggs. They take forever on the hot plate.
You don't. Yeah, so you don't need a lot of them?
No.
Could you hard boil them? I mean, because once the water comes to a boil.
But then gas comes, and then you don't want to deal with that, you know?
That's true.
That's small mm-hmm. space.
Yeah.
All right, let me share with you my my little practical joke that I did, all right?
Yes.
So I was going to come in, and I decided, no, this is not a time for practical jokes, but this is what it would have been. I said, well, before we get started with the Mike O'Mara show, I have an announcement for you guys today. This is something that I didn't look at him trying to figure out what it is already.
I see it. Look at the way his brain works.
That's the radio file and him going to just don't figure it out early. All right. You probably already
I'm
know.
Just
what
laughing.
It, you know
I'm,
what?
I'm
I'll
laughing.
Give you an opportunity. What do you think it's going to be?
Mike, I have no idea. You don't
yes,
know why
you
I
do.
Was smirking.
Yes, you
I have
do.
No idea. I was smirking because of the acting in the presentation. I was enjoying your performance. That's it. I have right. no idea where you're going to go with this.
All right. Let me tell you what I was going to do.
Okay.
First of all, I got to get the song on, and I
all
can't
right.
do that. I can't do it because I can't. I'm trying
you can
to
do
play
it. You can do it. You can do it.
You can do it.
I'm
it's all good.
Play it. I'm trying to play it. Why isn't it playing? Why isn't my player playing? I was going to say Carla was pregnant. That's what I was going to say.
Oh my god, that would be.
And I was going to play the Chicago.
Up. I almost dropped an F bomb.
Right. By the way, it's on the cloud, and I don't know what the problem is. Let me see. Hold on. All right, you know, F you, computer. Apple, thanks a lot. Thanks for showing my places, though. I appreciate that, you douche.
Mike, the computer played an April Fool's joke on you.
April Fool's!
All right, talk about yourself. I'm figuring this out.
All right.
So she's not pregnant.
So, no. Rob.
Yeah.
Mm. Now tell me this.
Yeah, I got a heart next to the stop button, and I don't have a, I don't know what's going on.
What, are you trying to play it off iTunes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to play it off
okay.
iTunes.
Hit pause on yeah. iTunes.
All right. Here we go.
And then hit play again.
Is the volume up on iTunes? There's
yeah.
a volume
it's not
within
playing.
iTunes.
It's not playing. The volume is up. It's
why
not
don't
playing.
You go hit the little Apple button top left hand corner and then hit force quit iTunes and then reopen it?
Ah.
All right.
Could be that. Could be thinking too much, Mike. Could be thinking too much.
You know what? F it. We're going to take a break.
Yes.
I blew it.
Eject.
I'm not going to do this. Eject.
Mike, it was in April Fool's that you had something for us for April Fool's.
I know. God damn it.
There was many layers to this joke.
God damn. I swear to God. We'll take a break. Come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Boom me.
These are trying times. Isolation, uncertainty, toilet paper. What we all need is a way to connect, to vent, to reach out, to complain about toilet paper. We're the Mike O'Mara Show, and we hear you. That's why we have reopened the TMOS Yak Shack. For a limited time, call us. 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. Call anytime, 24/7, and tell us how you're doing. Are you healthy? Are you sane? Is your ass clean? We need to know. 888-920-6673. The Yak Shack. Now more than ever.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Let me tell you about our t-shirts. We love them. You're
yes.
going to love them. These are crazy times. Even as recently as today, experts still can't agree on proper mask-wearing policies. The CDC is reconsidering their recommended face mask protocol, but they have made one decision that they are sticking to. Everyone should be wearing a TMOS t-shirt or hoodie.
I'll take
Rob,
it.
Rob
it's true.
Wrote this. Preferably both. Now available. Now is the time to let your TMOS flag fly with beautiful, brand new TMOS merchandise ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Just click the t-shirt banner. I never thought I'd say that enthusiastically. With zero human contact.
You have our word on it.
Just click on the t-shirt banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Your choice of the striking TMOS logo t-shirt or the dashing TMOS logo hoodie. Available in all sizes. So keep eating. It's wonderful. Or you can get smaller. And
that's
you know,
true.
Maybe
or keep dieting.
When you get
yeah.
yours, take it on, you know, like some people that took a little 4-mile bike ride before they came in here and did the show today.
Oh, this guy.
Look at you. April Fools.
Handsome, durable, and oh so comfortable for these hard times. And even better, every purchase not only spreads the gospel of your favorite podcast, but it also keeps us keeping on. So, during these tough times, help us out. Get yourself a TMOS t-shirt and or a hoodie. Exactly what we all need right now. It couldn't hurt. All right. Before I do the news, I'm going to try
yes.
it one more time.
All right. Lose the
here
music.
All right. Here we go. Let's see if it works. All right. Hey, everybody. I just want to say a special announcement coming today for you. Yeah, you know, Carl and I have been spending a lot of time indoors, and it's really amazing, but, well, I might as well get right to it. You know, I didn't tell you this, but I'll tell you now. Believe it or not, at my advanced age, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to be a father again. Not. April Fools. So that's it. That's it. I finally feel handed force.
You may have to in the long run, Mike.
What's that?
Because what if we were just quarantined for a couple years? Little Michael needs a friend, a play pal.
Yeah, maybe actually I'd have to.
You'd have to make one.
Make a friend. Make a little friend for Michael. That's a wonderful idea.
News.
Or you can do like Small Wonder, where you just get him a little robot.
I like the code of what are you doing with your wife in the bedroom making friends?
Making friends.
I'm making friends.
Hey, everybody, when you're out walking around these days and you see someone else heading toward you on the sidewalk, do you give them 6 feet of distance? Soon, that might not be enough. The CDC and Dr. Anthony Fauci say the government is strongly considering a recommendation for Americans to wear masks in public. Taking my bike ride yesterday afternoon here in my community, went out there and sitting in front of a person's yard was a table set up with a sign on it, and it said free masks. Which I thought was kind of a cool move. The people
that's
just,
very cool.
Left masks out there for everybody. And that's what they're saying with the CDC. They're not talking about surgical masks or N95 masks. The hospitals need those. They're talking about cloth masks, which are very effective at preventing you from getting the virus. But can they can help prevent you from spreading the virus if you have it. So there's a risk of the mask becoming contaminated through that would increase the chances of you getting infected, which is why this recommendation isn't official. Have you heard about anything like that in the D.C. area?
I saw Mehmet today. I saw Dr. Mehmet Oz on TV today.
He was saying
basically the same thing. He says it won't be as effective as those 95 masks. I mean, those are the top of the line. But even something as simple as a bandana,
it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing, especially if it is spread by fluid. He also said, change your bandana as often as you change your underwear. And I said, that's why you're a TV doctor.
Mike, you might have had this on the news yesterday that there actually is a company in Ohio now that has been FDA approved to, refresh or replenish these used masks.
Disinfect.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we're on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. And getting more power to them. Yeah. So much of that going on in this country right now, and that's good stuff. Alcohol sales in the U.S. are skyrocketing. Sales were up 55% overall for the week that ended on March 21st. Liquor sales went up 75%. Wine, hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
What's up? That better be a good Malbec. I committed to it. It was marked down.
Yeah.
I committed to it. Total wine.
My father's a Malbec guy.
Yeah. Between 2 and 3 today. I'll be sitting in my front door like Frankie, just looking at it. It's here. Beer was up 42%.
I think people better be a good Malbec.
What are you drinking during this time? You know, as far as like when you're on your own, what are you enjoying?
I've been drinking a lot of beer this week. Because I stocked in a couple cases of Budweiser, but I still have vodka, and I'm saving gin for the cocktail party.
With all the wine I bought, I'll probably drink wine again on the Friday show, which is something to look forward to, Oscar.
I'm drinking my life savings.
Oh, that's so sad. Wild goats have taken over the streets of a town in Wales.
Hello, now Mike. It's me, a wild goat.
Now that everyone is locked down. Emeritu, please. The videos and pictures of them are going viral. Rob, have you seen any of the videos of the wild goats?
I have not, no.
Pretty interesting. Mom shared her 5-year-old's drawing of her that was maybe too accurate for the current situation. It really emphasizes all the hair on her legs. So that's kind of cute. Yes, Oscar said.
Mike, the population, dissipation here in the D.C. area has caused the ducks to come up from the waterfront, as now you'll see ducks on M Street just walking around looking for their snacks.
It's kind of like what happens when we're gone, right?
Yes. You know? Yep. And they've gone up halfway up, and I guess this is as of yesterday, The CVS on Wisconsin Avenue, which is, I would say, roughly a quarter mile from where they usually hang out on.
Right.
They're hanging out on that block now.
It's weird. It's just strange that, you know, the animals are kind of sliding in where we were, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. There's a new dating site. It's called Quarantine Together. That matches up people after they confirm they've washed their hands. Weird. That's gross. Just, you know, that's taking advantage. Boss somehow managed to turn herself into a potato on a video call and couldn't figure out how to turn the setting off. So she was stuck like that for the whole meeting, says people, you know, figuring out this technology that we all have.
Yeah.
The government in Malaysia is getting criticized for putting up posters. And when I read this poster, I kind of said, maybe a vacation in Malaysia sometime. It's telling women to dress up at home and not nag their husbands during the lockdown. Yeah. Way to go, 1950 Malaysia.
I have that poster in my basement.
There it is.
I have it framed.
Keep away. Last weekend, Morning Consult surveyed 2,200 Americans about their streaming habits while quarantined. And when it comes to which service they're using the most, there's a clear winner. You probably know this already. 35% of us are doing most of our streaming on Netflix. 10% said Hulu. 9% Amazon Prime. And farther down the list were Disney Plus and Apple TV. Of course, social distancing could continue for months. And there are more streaming services hitting the market in that time, including HBO Max, which debuts next month. I'm like, okay, I know you're getting into that, but you're not doing anything for us on your regular cable subscription, so why should I get your HBO Max? The same crap you have.
I would watch it if it's hosted by a guy named HBO Max.
Like Max Headroom or something like
that? Well, I was thinking more... I wanted to be the Billy Crystal character from The Princess Bride.
Hello, this is... good luck storming the castle. This is HBO Max, everybody. Oh, they got a brisket that's real lean. Anyway, NBC Peacock, which debuts on the 15th for Xfinity customers, and in July for everyone else. See, there you go. Mm-hmm. Right there with NBC, right?
Yep.
Right there you go, oh, everybody else gets it in July. F you. I'm not even going to tell you when it debuts or what it's
good.
Got there. So much for that. Here are some not-so-serious stories we've seen about the coronavirus outbreak. This is the one that it might have been the chopped-off page that I just read you. So Mike's really paying attention today with everything going on. No, I meant to say, I'm terribly sorry. How about a little something-something? Can we do that?
Please.
Do they teach you that here?
Yes.
Rob Spiewak, when you lean in, you lose your focus a little bit. So if you can kind of sit back or stay in one place.
How about you engage your core, and then we can stay in focus.
You were out
yes,
of focus.
Yes, Oscar, good idea. Thanks here for helping, Jackass.
We're all learning what is and isn't an essential business right now, and apparently cocaine dealer is considered non-essential, even if basically every cocaine user out there would vehemently disagree. Mm-hmm. The police in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We get a lot of stories from Hamilton, Canada.
Hamilton.
They followed a 29-year-old guy for aggressive driving on Friday night, and they watched as he made a bunch of stops to sell drugs. They eventually pulled him over and found a bunch of cocaine and cash in the car, so he was charged with drug trafficking. And since coke dealing is a non-essential business in Ontario during the pandemic, he also got a ticket that carries a $750 fine.
That's great.
There you go, on top of that. He was then taken to a time machine and sent back in time to Arlington, Virginia, and the studios of Power 105 WAVA, where he belongs. Thank you very, very much. We will take a break. And we will come back with the audio vault. There you go. Yeah. See, statute of limitations. I can make jokes about. You know?
I get jokes. Sure.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I wasn't doing it. Anyway, we'll come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, listeners, I made it. I'm in the ass port. I love it here. It's just like I remember from before I got married. You know, there's a place here where the sun does not shine, and the restaurant, oh my God, these nuggets are so savory. And I owe it all to this passport that came in my TMOS bonus package. Oh, but if you come, remember to bring cash. You don't want to know what happens if you ask for an ATM. Got the good
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS Shopping Center. These are weird, unprecedented times, and nobody knows when our new normal will go back to the old normal. Like it or not, for the time being, we are all living in a point-and-click society. To save lives, we have to stay home, work from home, shop from home. Luckily, shopping has never been easier, and you can help us out while you get what you need. Just visit the TMOS Shopping Center. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com, and the banner is right there at the top on the right. Kick it.
Go.
Kick it.
Go.
Get it. Click it.
Go. Go. Get it.
Click it. Yeah, so there it is. Target and Walmart. Trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Just make sure that you access them through our banner. Anything and everything you need delivered to your door. By the way, this is, yeah, for our purposes, folks, if you can help us out and remember that we do get a little taste of that when you do it. When you have that affiliate program that we're on with Target and Walmart.
It's go time.
A lot of people are shopping. Please remember, I don't care if it's a box of tissues.
Yeah.
It helps our show. We need it more than ever. Financially, the show is hurting right now. And, you know, from a variety of circumstances, we're like everybody else. And any little bit, especially if it's something that doesn't change what's going to affect your life.
It costs you nothing.
Protect yourself, save others, support TMO. It's a win-win-win. Target and Walmart. Macy's ain't there anymore. We weren't doing anything with Macy's, yeah, so he said,
we're good.
You're out of there. TMOS Shopping Center. And by the way, you know, it's like, oh my God, the coronavirus. I have to get that sweater. Anyway, it's not going to work.
Get
now.
A sweatshirt.
The TMOS Shopping Center. Yeah, get a hoodie. Shop from home and help us out. We appreciate that. Now, on to the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away.
Need my emergency virus slacks, Mike. Need my slacks from Macy's.
My dress trousers.
Today's quarantine is one that I actually like. This is an old guy at a piano, and he looks like Letterman looks now. He's got the big, long gray beard, and he has a good song with a good message for us.
The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the f*** at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the f*** at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the f*** at home. Please stay the f*** at home.
So if you actually click on his link, he says the word, but it's a nice catchy ditty. That's my first quarantine with a thumbs up. I like that one.
Very, very good.
Larry David is a noted germaphobe. As a matter of fact, the plot arc for this season of Curb, he actually has hand sanitizer on every table in his coffee shop. This was shot months before anyone even heard of COVID-19, but he did do a social media post yesterday yelling at idiots.
I basically want to address the idiots out there, and you know who you are. You're going out. I don't know what you're doing. You're socializing too close. It's not good. You're hurting old people like me. Nothing good ever happens going out of the house. You know that. There's just trouble out there. It's not a good place to be. So stay home and, you know, don't see anyone. Except maybe if there's a plumbing emergency. Let the plumber in and then, you know, wipe everything down after he leaves. But that's it.
That's it. That's it. That's
fair
it.
Enough. Fair
that's
enough.
It. He's
enough.
A logical dude. Yeah. I agree with him 100%. There you go.
So when I was looking for the Invisible Man clips on YouTube yesterday, I actually happened on an Elvis clip that I had never heard, and it fascinated me. I think this is actually put together from several different pieces of Elvis talking, because I recognize pieces of it, but whoever did a great job. Imagine if you would, if Elvis Presley had an answering machine, this might be what it sounds like.
Hi, this is Elvis Presley. Well, don't think that we're just ignoring you, because you will hear from us. It may take a little time, but I'll make darn sure that you get an answer. And don't feel bad if you don't get an answer right away, because we'll answer as quick as we can. Bye-bye.
You have to put that on your phone. You have to put that on your phone. That has to be your message on your cell phone now. That has to be
it. What is so great about it is if it is real, which it's not.
It's an Elvis impersonator?
No, I think it's actual tape of Elvis that's been edited cleverly to be an answering machine thing. Right, but what I like to think is like Elvis and Graceland say, all right, everybody, be quiet. I'm going to hit record. and we're going to do this message now. I don't want to mess it up. Everybody be quiet. I got to do this. No, let's do it again. Shut up. Anyways, just, I just thought you never think of Elvis having an answering machine. Now, we talked earlier about how every reporter, every television personality is doing stuff from their home. Well, this one lady reporter is being filmed by her mother when her dad comes out of the bedroom putting on a shirt. You see, like, his chest and his belly just as the t-shirt comes down. And this is perfect daughter for dad reaction. I love this.
Technology kills viruses in just one. What did you do, Mom? Dad, holy crap.
Dad, I'm on TV.
I'm doing my television
job. Trying to work here.
Now, I want to give a shout out, because I hadn't heard this in many places. Hertz, the rental car people in New York City are providing healthcare workers with free rental cars for the duration so they can get where they're going. So I think that's an awesome thing that Hertz did.
Let Hertz put you in the driver's seat. Let Hertz take you anywhere.
But as you said earlier, there's a lot of people doing little bits that help advance the cause. And I think that's huge.
The corporate headquarters for Hertz is down here in my town.
I didn't know that.
In Florida. And they have a protocol now where they use the cars and then they sit. They disinfect them and then they sit for a prescribed period of time before they send them out. It's not relevant really when you're thinking about it now because people just aren't renting cars anymore with what's going on now. But if you do have to, you're getting into a car that has been not only disinfected but quarantined.
I thought you were going to say that they shrink wrapped them.
I wish they did. And then you have to get a box cutter and cut yourself in. Help me.
I know that John Mayer has a reputation of being a sort of a dick at times, but I think he's got a good sense of humor. When David Geffen posted a picture of his self-quarantine on his nearly 500-foot yacht, and he posted a drone image of him quarantining on his yacht, his multi-decked yacht, John Mayer recorded a song, and it's called Drone Shot of My Yacht, and he dedicated it to David Geffen. I think it's clever.
But let me flex these specs. 450 feet, 6 or 7 decks. You can try to stretch your neck and see all this stuff around me. I don't give a heck, cause I got a drone shot of my yacht. It's all I got. I'm all alone on the water. Drone shot of my yacht. It's all I got. I'm all alone on the water.
That's drone awesome. Shot of oh my
that's
yacht.
Great.
That is John Mayer, and that is your Magic Audio. Please have a very careful Wednesday, everybody.
Stay safe, everybody. Please do what they tell you to do for the love of God. Keep the separation going. Stay at home unless you have to go out for something. If you want to go out and get some air, do so, but don't do it with strangers and get closer than 6 feet. That's what they're asking you to do for now. We wish you the very best, and don't forget our cocktail party coming up this Friday at 4 p.m., the Mike O'Mara cocktail party, BYOB right here. For Maddie Masiello, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
My advice to you is start drinking heavily.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, let's put an end to this pathetic hoedown.
If you're waiting for a hug, you might want to pack a lunch.